president pushes immigration overhaul.
Draft new legislation that will make it tougher to apply for asylum.
Embattled EPA chief shifts into overdrive.
Rolling back dual economy standards.
Villanova takes college basketball title.
So much fun. I'm so proud of my team and so excited to support Nova.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump is on the attack again as his administration looks to reshape immigration policy. We're live this morning with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
In a tweet this morning, the president again refers to the caravan of Central American migrants making its way north through Mexico. He warns it had better be stopped before it gets to the U.S. border. NAFTA and foreign aid, he says, are in play. On buses, flatbed trucks, and on foot, the migrants are being backed by the organization that calls itself People Without Borders. The Washington Post reports the Trump administration intends to impose new quotas on backlogged immigration judges, urging them to more quickly process asylum claims and hasten deportations. The White House said yesterday it's preparing a new package of immigration reforms to more swiftly send back young, unaccompanied border crossers and deter future attempts. A bipartisan Senate majority voted against the president's immigration proposals earlier this year. In recent days, he suggested a deal for the Dreamers may never happen. Steve?
As the EPA moves to roll back standards for fuel efficiency, there are questions about whether the administrator will be able to keep his job. WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert.
In addition to starting the process of setting new standards, EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt says he'll examine a waiver that lets California set its own fuel economy standards. California's already prepared to go to court, calling the rollback a war on the environment. Pruitt says California shouldn't be allowed to dictate the standards for the rest of the country.
And as for Pruitt's future in Washington, CBS's Chip Reed tells us he's facing ethics questions about a condo he rented from the wife of a top energy lobbyist.
Until last July, Pruitt was renting the condo for $50 a night from the wife of Stephen Hart, chairman of a top Washington lobbying firm. Hart's firm reportedly lobbied to scale back Barack Obama-era EPA rules limiting greenhouse gas emissions from existing power plants. The EPA also reportedly signed off on a pipeline plan for another company linked to the firm. At the same time, Pruitt was renting the condo. Pruitt is also facing questions about his first-class plane travel, which cost taxpayers tens of thousands of dollars. Pruitt said it was necessary because of threats he's received.
Well, it turns out when people ordered food online from Panera Bread, they may have gotten more than they bargained for. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
Hand-sliced avocado.
While customers were ordering food pickups online, hackers may have been accessing their names, home addresses, even partial credit card information.
Panera, food as it should be.
The cybersecurity blog Krebs on Security says it appears all the chain's online customer data may have been accessible through a simple online search for 8 months until a company finally plugged the leak yesterday. Panera says the issue's been resolved and its investigation continues. Steve?
Oklahoma teachers plan to rally for a second day today. They say they're concerned about more than their own paychecks.
It's not about the teacher raise. It's about funding education, getting new books for our classroom, funding technology for our classroom. We're falling further and further behind.
Teachers demonstrated in Kentucky's capital yesterday. Lawmakers there have cut pensions for new teachers but have increased education spending. Plenty of celebrating in the Philadelphia area, where 2 months after the Eagles won the Super Bowl, Villanova took the college basketball crown.
The Nova Nation has another national championship.
Jim Nantz on TBS called the Wildcats' second title in 3 years, a 79-62 win over Michigan. Bill Cosby's sexual assault retrial is off to a slow start in suburban Philadelphia. CBS's Matt Piper tells us about day one of jury selection.
Of the 120 potential jurors who answered questions about their backgrounds, all but one said they had heard or seen something about the Me Too movement. By the end of the day Monday, prosecutors and Bill Cosby's defense team had dismissed three-quarters of the jury pool, so far only choosing one juror, leaving only 28 to fill a remaining 17 seats for the jury and alternates. Attorneys say they were dismissed for cause, mostly because they admitted to already forming an opinion about Cosby's guilt or innocence.
A court filing indicates special counsel Robert Mueller does have the leeway to look into whether former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort colluded with the Russian government. Manafort has fought Mueller's authority in court and has sought to have his indictment dismissed. President Trump's asked a federal judge to order private arbitration in the Stormy Daniels case. Daniels' attorney wants the validity of a non-disclosure agreement to be heard by a jury. Three women are suing the Cleveland Fertility Clinic, where thousands of eggs and embryos were damaged when a storage facility freezer malfunctioned. Danielle Yerke is one of them.
My hopes and dreams have been shattered. I have no idea how I will go on. Everything has been stolen from me, and my spirit is crushed.
Well, now to Memphis, where CBS's Steve Futterman takes us back 50 years to the day before Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated.
We've got some difficult days ahead.
The night before Martin Luther King was killed, he delivered what turned out to be his final speech.
But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop.
And his final speech turned out to be one of King's most memorable.
Like anybody, I would like to live. A long life, longevity, has its place.
During the speech, King talked about living.
And I've seen the promised land.
And he also talked about his own mortality.
I may not get there with you.
The speech ended with King describing a sense of peace.
Tonight I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Tonight here there will be a special ceremony at the temple where King delivered that final speech. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Memphis.
Perhaps music to the ears of investors today will be Spotify's stock market debut. The streaming service has 71 million subscribers. We've heard plenty about the benefits of exercise, but what happens when we ease up or give up? CBS's Jim Shenevy has more.
Are you a fitness addict? If so, be warned. You could suffer withdrawal symptoms if you suddenly quit or significantly reduce your exercise regimen. So say Australian researchers who studied adults who exercise for at least 30 minutes three times a week for a minimum of 3 months. When they suddenly stopped exercise, on average, they began experiencing depressive symptoms after just 3 days. The depression continued to get worse after a week or two. Previous studies have found that exercise can be an effective treatment for depression, but this is the first clinical study to look at the reverse relationship. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
Wonder Woman. The actress who played Wonder Woman on TV gets a star today on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Linda Carter, who's 66, played the character for 3 seasons. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.